thank you for tuning in to New Zealand's very own Fire School of Ministry. We are dedicated to seeing a national revival within the shores of New Zealand. For more information, find us on Facebook.
I just love the way Jesus treats sinners, vagabonds, ragamuffins, tax collectors, and prostitutes in the New Testament. I think it gives me great hope for my own ongoing salvation and relationship with Jesus when I see how Jesus treated the most broken in society. One of the key things to understand is that Jesus practiced transformational inclusion, not affirmational inclusion. So when we look at Jesus as he approaches Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 19, look at how Jesus interacts with Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is a little tiny guy. He's a tax collector, not the most pleasant character in society, in Jewish society at the time. He was working for the Romans, taking money from his own people and getting wealthy off it. Probably had a string of bad friends, some undesirable friends on his Facebook page, I'm sure, and probably had some weird comments coming out of his Twitter account, I'm sure, if Zacchaeus had Facebook and Twitter. But Zacchaeus wants to take a look at Jesus, and he climbs up a tree, and as Jesus finds the spot where Zacchaeus is, notice what Jesus says. He includes Zacchaeus in his sphere of relationship, in his bubble, in his personal bubble, if you like. Jesus says this in verse 5 of Luke 19. He says, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." Jesus could have stayed at anyone's house, and he chooses to stay with the most revolting character in that street, the most despicable character in that street, and stay with all of his friends as well. Zacchaeus immediately, verse 6, jumps down and welcomes him gladly. The King James Version of the Bible says, received Jesus joyfully. Zacchaeus was absolutely thrilled to have Jesus at his house. And it's at his house, as Jesus is including Zacchaeus in his sphere of friendship, Jesus is extending his friendship. We don't quite know what went on in that house, because the very next verse, after the usual grumbling and complaining from some of the people, the very next verse, Zacchaeus stands up, verse 8, and he says, "Lord, look, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I've cheated anyone out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." Friend, listen to me. Jesus practiced transformational inclusion. He included people in relationship with him. He welcomed them. He allowed them to belong very close to him and be around him. And then he transformed them. He didn't leave them in their sinful condition. Jesus practiced transformational inclusion, not affirmational inclusion. Jesus didn't just come into Zacchaeus's house and explain to Zacchaeus, excuse me, better ways that he could take taxes and better ways to be a better businessman. He came into Zacchaeus's house. We don't quite know what he said to Zacchaeus, but we know the fruit of the relationship was Zacchaeus had a change of heart, a change of lifestyle. It would have cost him something. It would have cost him sacrifice to follow Jesus and to be truly a son of Abraham and to be truly found by Jesus. What a wonderful story of transformation. Be careful, as Dr. Brown says in his article, "Who Changed Things." He says this: "Who changed things from the New Testament faith, where the disciples couldn't even minister without the Spirit's endowment, to today's version, where whole ministries run with hardly any evidence of the Spirit's work?" He goes on to say, "Who changed things from a God-centered faith to a man-centered faith, from take up your cross and deny yourself, to bypass the cross and empower yourself. I want to add to that, who changed things from a transforming gospel to simply an affirming gospel? Friends, we need to come back to Jesus, come back to relationship with Jesus, come back to the place where Jesus, as we surrender to Him, will transform us, He welcomes us, He will touch us, and yes, He will change us into His image. We can live differently, regardless of our background, regardless of how broken we are, regardless of our perceived sexual orientation, regardless of things that we've sinned, things that have been sinned against us, regardless of the abuse, we can be clean as we come to Jesus. We can be transformed as Jesus welcomes us and includes us in His heart and in His family. I encourage you today, reach out to Him and find Him as the transforming includer in your life.